Hey, this is Dr. Leung. The clinical patient last name is J-A-K-U-B-K-A. Again, J-A-K-U-B-K-A. First name is Frank. Date of visit is September 1, 2022. Date of birth is April 8, 1964. Referring physicians, Lorena Tantier and Nick Sperva. Chief complaint, bilateral fingers, tingling, numbness. Nick Sperva, history, passing illness. Patient is a 58-year-old male, common chief complaint of bilateral fingers, tingling, and numbness. Suffer. Patient tells me that he's been having these symptoms for the last 3 months. He tells me that both of the thumbs are having pain and numbness symptoms. The first step, patient tells me that most of the numbness and tingling symptoms are bilateral thumbs. The first step, but he also has bilateral index finger and bilateral middle finger. The first step, he also has weakness in the hands. The first step, he's been dropping things. The first step, he has any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, the flow of his heart rate and dysphagia. The first step, he has any significant neck pain. The first step, there's no cervical radicular symptoms. The first time, there's past medical history, none. It's for past surgical history, knee surgery, arm surgery. It's for medication, prednisone. It's for allergies, as patient's no known drug allergies. Next, for social history, patient is patient has one child. First time, patient's in wine in spirits. Patient does not smoke. First time, patient drinks alcohol on a daily basis. First time, patient does not smoke. First time, patient does not use illicit drugs. Central family history, there's no family history. Similar medical condition, please do not put a review system. Next, we have neurological examination by bilateral fingers. Sensory examination, patients decrease sensation to pins and decrease sensation in the fingers and bilateral pins. First up, a decrease sensation to pin prick. First up, a patient denies any. A patient has a decrease the sensation to the bilateral thumbs, index finger, middle finger. First up, next, we have a diagnostic test. EMG nerve conduction study was performed today in bilateral fingers, bilateral arms. So first up, it shows a severe carpal tunnel syndrome and bilateral. First up, next we have impression number one, a severe right side of carpal tunnel syndrome. Impression number two, a severe left side of carpal tunnel syndrome. Next we have recommendation of 20 patients of above diagnosis. Next we have 20 patients. The treatment options would include rest brace use at night, common hand therapy, carpal tunnel injection, and carpal tunnel release surgery. Next number, given the severity of the carpal tunnel syndrome, gamma, I will refer the patient to a hand orthopedic surgery for further evaluation. First step, explain to the patient the risk and benefit of surgery. First step, the risk can include bleeding, infections, gamma, nerve damages, and paralysis. So for some number, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient is last name is G U E R R E R O. First name is Mario, M A R I O. Date of birth is July 1, 1970. Date of visit is August 16, 2022. First time, a chief complaint of tingling, numbness in the feet and toes. Next breath, history, present, known as patient, a 52-year-old male, common chief complaint of tingling, numbness in the toes, bilaterally. First time, a patient's been having these symptoms for the last 6 months, and it's been progressively worsening. First time, initially, he has tingling, numbness in the tip of the toes and the bottom of the toes. First time, it's spread to the balls of the feet, and then it's, and then the bottom of the feet, first time, up to the ankle. First time, they're progressively worsening. First time, also, sometimes burning sensation in the feet. There's also denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, a patient also tells me that he has sometimes a weakness in the legs. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, thyroid nodules diagnosed in August of 2019. Next member, fatty liver. Next member, past surgical history, appendectomy, hernia surgery, thyroidectomy. Current medication, CYTOMEL, maximum multivitamin, omega-3, aspirin, 3 times a week, next for allergies, no drug allergies, next for social history, Mary, with two sons. Vision's an administrator. First up, Vision quit smoking 12 years ago. First up, Vision does not drink alcohol. Vision does not use illicit drugs in his family history. And was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and nodules. So first up, next brother, we give system Vision's weight loss, rash, vision loss, palpitation, abdominal pain, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, tingling, numbness, and depression. First up, next brother, neurological examination, sensory examination. Vision has decreased sensation to pinprick, a common bilateral toes, in the bottom of the feet, bilaterally. First up, next paragraph, in diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study of the bilateral legs were performed today. First up, it shows evidence of it shows a normal study. First up, it shows that it was a normal study. The study shows no electrodiagnostic evidence of bilateral lumbar radiculopathy, gamma peroneal neuropathy, gamma tubular neuropathy, gamma and peripheral neuropathy. Next impression, bilateral toes tingling and numbness. First up, the EMG nerve conduction study today did not show evidence of large fiber peripheral neuropathy. First up, however, given his symptoms, he has a small fiber peripheral neuropathy. For sudden peripheral condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, we'll call the lab, gamma, to see if he has any metabolic workup. First up, if not, gamma, we'll order a comprehensive metabolic panel, gamma. CBC, set rate, protein electrophoresis, TSH, free T4, vitamin B12 level, folic acid level, set rate, and also ANA next number. Explain to patients I'll follow up with him after the lab test. First off, the treatment options will be dependent on the results of the blood test for stuff, and so with this marks at the end of the patient.